Welcome to Citi Field in New York, for the game between the Miami Marlins and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Miami Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Birdie. Batting second. The shortstop, Miguel Rojas. Batting third. The right fielder, Brian Anderson. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Garrett Cooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Brian De La Cruz. Batting sixth. The left fielder, J.J. Bolde. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jacob Stallings. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jordan Grohans. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Luin Diaz. Pitching for the Miami Marlins, Pablo Lopez. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting second. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting third. The second baseman, Jeff McNeil. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth. The designated hitter, Dan Vogelbuch. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Kenha. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Tyler Naquin. Batting 9th. The catcher, James McCann. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carlos Carrasco. And now, play ball. John Birdie batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Birdie hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Birdie is out. One out. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rojas is hit by the pitch. Rojas is on first. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Rojas moves to second. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cooper hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Rojas moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. De La Cruz hits a fly ball towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. Rojas scores. That's a sacrifice fly. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Marlins. J.J. Bolde is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Bolde is on with a walk. Anderson moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Anderson scores. Cooper moves to third. Bolde moves to second. It's 2-0, Marlins. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stallings hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards the mound. Lopez throws to first, and Nimmo is out. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lindor hits a fly ball towards left. Bolde makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeil hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and McNeil is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jordan Grohans is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grohans hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Luin Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Grohans moves to second. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Verdi is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdi hits a ground ball towards third. Escobar has it, but juggles the ball. Verdi reaches on the error. Grohans moves to third. Diaz moves to second. Verdi is on first. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rojas hits into a ground ball double play. Diaz moves to third. Verdi moves to second. Two outs. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Anderson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alonso hits a fly ball towards center. De La Cruz makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Daniel Vogelbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vogelbach strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kenha hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Diaz makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper is called out on strikes. 1 out. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. De La Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. De La Cruz hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. De La Cruz is safe at second with a double. J.J. Bleda batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bleda is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bleda hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. De La Cruz scores. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Marlins. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallings is 0-for-1 in the game. Stallings hits a pop-up towards second. McNeil makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jordan Grohans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grohans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grohans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar strikes out swinging. 1 out. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naquin hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Lopez covering, and Naquin is out. 2 outs. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McCann hits a pop-up towards first. Diaz makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins 4, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Trevor Williams replaces Carlos Carrasco as pitcher. Luis Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Diaz is out. 1 out. John Verdi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Verdi is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdi is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rojas hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Rojas is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 1 in the game. Nimmo hits a ball towards short. Rojas can't make the play in time. Nimmo gets a base hit. Francisco Lindor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Lindor is safe at second with a double. Nimmo moves to third. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McNeil is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeil hits a pop-up towards short. Rojas makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 0 for 1 in the game. Alonso hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Nimmo scores. Lindor scores. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Marlins. Daniel Vogelbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vogelbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Vogelbach hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Vogelbach is out. 2 outs. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kenha is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenha is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 4, and the Mets 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Anderson is safe at second with a double. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper is hit by the pitch. Charles LeBlanc pinch runs for Garrett Cooper batting fourth. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. De La Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. De La Cruz is called out on strikes. 1 out. JJ Bleda batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bleda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bleda hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Anderson moves to third. LeBlanc moves to second. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stallings is 0 for 2 in the game. Stallings hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Anderson scores. LeBlanc scores. Bleda moves to third. It's 6-3, Marlins. Jordan Grojans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grojans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grojans hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar strikes out swinging. 1 out. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Naquin is 0 for 1 in the game. Naquin hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Naquin is out. 2 outs. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McCann is 0 for 1 in the game. McCann hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nimmo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards first. Diaz fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 6, and the Mets 3. The Marlins will come to bat. David Peterson replaces Trevor Williams as pitcher. Lewin Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a line drive towards third. Escobar makes the catch for the out. One out. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Birdie is 0-for-3 in the game. Birdie is called out on strikes. Two outs. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rojas hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lindor hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Lindor is out. One out. Jeff McNeil batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McNeil is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeil hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alonso strikes out swinging. Two outs. Daniel Vogelbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vogelbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Vogelbach hits a ground ball towards first. Diaz fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 6, and the Mets 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Charles LeBlanc is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. LeBlanc is on with a walk. Anderson moves to second. Brian De La Cruz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. De La Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. De La Cruz hits a ground ball to third. Escobar steps on third for 1, and over to first, double play. LeBlanc moves to second. Two outs. J.J. Bilde is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bilde is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bilde hits a line drive deep towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 6. And the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Huascar Brazoban replaces Pablo Lopez as pitcher. Luke Williams replaces Miguel Rojas as second baseman batting second. John Birdie moves from second baseman. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kenha is 0-for-2 in the game. To shortstop. Kenha hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Escobar is 0-for-2 in the game. Escobar hits a ground ball towards second. Williams throws to second to get Kenha. Escobar is on first. One out. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Naquin is 0-for-2 in the game. Naquin hits a fly ball towards center. De La Cruz makes the catch for the out. Two outs. James McCann batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McCann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCann hits a ground ball towards the mound. Brazoban throws to first, and McCann is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 6, and the Mets 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Tyler Megill replaces David Peterson as pitcher. Jacob Stallings batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stallings is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. That is ball four. Stallings is on with a walk. Jordan Grohan's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grohan's is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. That is ball four. Grohan's is on with a walk. Stallings moves to second. Luan Diaz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Diaz strikes out swinging. One out. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Birdie is 0 for 4 in the game. Birdie hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Birdie is out. Stallings moves to third. Grohan's moves to second. Two outs. Luke Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Richard Bleier replaces Wasker Brazoben as pitcher. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Nimmo is out. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lindor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lindor hits a line drive deep towards right. Anderson is there to make the catch. Two outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McNeil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNeil hits a ball towards second. Williams can't make the play in time. McNeil gets a base hit. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bleier commits a balk. McNeil moves to second. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bleier commits a balk. McNeil moves to third. Pete Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bleier commits a balk. McNeil scores. It's 6-4, Marlins. Pete Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alonso hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 6, and the Mets 4. The Marlins will come to bat. Edwin D. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. One out. Charles LeBlanc is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. LeBlanc is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. LeBlanc strikes out swinging. Two outs. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. De La Cruz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. De La Cruz hits a drive into right field. That ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. JJ Bolde is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bolde is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bolde is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dylan Floro replaces Richard Bleier as pitcher. Daniel Vogelbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vogelbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Vogelbach is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kenha is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kenha is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 3 in the game. Escobar strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, Miami Marlins, 6, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Citi Field in New York.